Pat Buchanan, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders coronavirus plans taxpayer-funded healthcare for illegal aliens. By John Binder on March 13, 2020. Populist conservative author and columnist Pat Buchanan is noting that if 2020 Democrats like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were in charge today, American taxpayers would be forced to provide free healthcare to all illegal aliens and border crossers amid the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. In a column this week, Buchanan argues the coronavirus outbreak from Wuhan, China, has exposed the agenda of a borderless world with interconnected economies, free trade, and cheaply made foreign imports, a worldview that has dominated the opinions of big business, the ruling class, Wall Street, and the donor class for the past 30 years. Buchanan writes, "It may one day be said that the coronavirus delivered the death blow to the New World Order, to a half century of globalization, and to the era of interdependence of the world's great nations." Emphasis added. As for the open borders crowd, do Democrats still believe that breaking into our country should no longer be a crime, and immigrants arriving illegally should be given free health care? A proposition to which all the Democratic debaters raised their hands? Emphasis added. In retrospect, was it wise to have relied on China to produce essential parts for the supply chains of goods vital to our national security? Does it appear wise to have moved the production of pharmaceuticals and life-saving drugs for heart disease, strokes and diabetes to China? Does it appear wise to have allowed China to develop a virtual monopoly on rare earth minerals crucial to the development of weapons for our defense? Emphasis added. Biden and Sanders have both repeatedly said that if elected president, they will provide all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens in the U.S. with free health care that American taxpayers would be forced to pay for. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, running for president on an anti-war platform, has been one of the only 2020 Democrats who has consistently opposed free benefits like health care and free college tuition for illegal aliens. Already, due to loopholes, American taxpayers are spending nearly $20 billion every year to provide illegal aliens with subsidized health care, emergency room visits, and other health services. Under the 2020 Democrats' plan to provide taxpayer-funded health care to all illegal aliens living in the U.S., Americans would be billed potentially $660 billion every decade just to cover the costs. Other research has found that the plan would cost Americans at least $23 billion every year. As Breitbart News has reported, experts have said that giving taxpayer-funded health care to effectively all foreign nationals who can make it to America's borders would drive strong incentives for people with serious health problems to enter the country or remain longer than their visas allow in order to get government-funded care. There have been 2,110 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and 48 deaths in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.